What is going on, Online Fitness Coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money Online Training Podcast. It's your boy, B-Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about turning desire into expectation. Now, before we get into the episode, I want to have a chat with you guys because there's been something been up brewing inside of me and I want to share it. These last like 5-6 years of being an online business coach for online coaches and just seeing how the business has grown and how we've transpired. And just doing some reflection over the last few days has got me really focused on one thing. And I'm going to share that with you guys in a second. Like when I started PT Domination back in 2018, my goal was to be the number one business coach in the space. And I think that once we actually claimed that spot, it was pretty comfy. I'm not going to lie. It was comfy. It was pretty fucking comfy. And it felt good and it felt comfy and it felt great. And I felt aligned. Like it was like, everything that I ever wanted to achieve, we achieved. Every single goal we've set for ourselves, we've hit. Cole and I have, you know, achieved the life of our dreams. And now, like, we hit 1,000 podcasts, we got the gym, everything's going good. And, but I'm not satisfied. And I want to share why I'm not satisfied because I feel like I want the next level. I want the next level of my life. I want the next level for myself. I want the next level for my family. I want the next level for PT Domination. I want it all. And I feel like I've been letting myself play at a smaller level than I'm capable of because things are good. I used to do 5 fucking podcasts a week and now I do 1. And there's no reason for that other than I just haven't been going all in and I haven't been performing at my very best. So what I am going to say to you guys right now is there's going to be a lot more podcasts from me, okay? So if you're listening to this podcast right now, I want you guys to know that there's something inside of me right now that's fucking brewing, and there's going to be a lot more podcasts. And I'm not going to tell you how many more podcasts there's going to be or how often because I still need to sit with it and I still need to think about what I'm actually going to commit to because when I say I'm going to do something, I fucking do it. But there's going to be a lot more episodes for me because I feel like I want to get back into the space that I was when I first started, which is like, I want to create the most fucking value that I possibly can for online coaches. And it's always been a dream. Like we've accomplished a lot of the goals that we've said for PT Domination, but we haven't accomplished like the major goals. And like the major goals is I want 2,500 active students inside of the Change Lives Academy. That's a major goal of mine. Another major goal of mine is I want the number one business podcast, period, in the United States. And we're not that. And when I look at the stats, like right now, every time I look at the stats, we're fluctuating between like the 50th there. But I'm like, dude, when I was doing 5 episodes a week, we were in the top 50 and I didn't even have a big Instagram following back then. So I'm like, I need to double down. I need to go all in. So that's the fucking goal. All right. The goal is to start doing more podcast episodes. The goal is to start being more active on my social media in the form of long form content and deliver more value to you guys. So let's have a conversation about turning desire into expectation. Let's have a conversation about turning desire into expectation because I was listening to a YouTube video today and there was something that came up and I like really, really resonated with and I want to share it with you guys. I want to repeat the message as best as I possibly can. It was basically like, if you ask any single person if they need to go to work today, they'll say yes. Like, do you need to work today? You know, do you need to go to your job or do you need to work on your online coaching business or do you need to do the thing that you're going to do today to provide yourself with the income that you need so that you can, you know, feed your family? Just let me know if you're listening to this podcast or you can nod along. Do you need to work today? It was the question. Do you need to work today? See, most people, when they're asked that question, they're going to say yes. Yes, they do need to work. You do need to work. You do need to provide for yourself. You do need to make sure that there's food on the table. You do need to. But if you actually think about it, you don't. You don't need to do anything. You could be fucking homeless. You could just stop working. You could be homeless. You could have no food on the table and you could just like live on the street. You and your family could live on the street. That could be a choice that you could make. However, you have accustomed to a certain way of life and you have turned your like the thing that you like want to do into an expectation. Right? Like you expect to show up and do the things that you're doing today in order to have the life that you want. Right? And so what might have been a desire for you previously has become an expectation, just like brushing your teeth, just like getting dressed every single day instead of being naked. That's just an expectation. It was something that was a desire, and now it's an expectation. You don't actually need to do anything. You could do absolutely nothing, but you've chosen to have a lifestyle. You've chosen to create like this, like, you know, rhythm with what you're eating and what you drive and where you live. And that choice has led to your, like, a thing that you don't actually need to do. It just becomes an expectation. Like, you need to work. Does that make sense? And so if you've created this expectation, I agree, we should all just walk around naked. That would be hilarious. If you've created this expectation for the current reality that you have, isn't it realistic to assume that we could create a new expectation for a new level that we could play at? Right? Like, if we currently are going to work at our 9 to 5 and we're getting paid, whatever we're getting paid, and we just expected that that's what we need to do, isn't it realistic to say that we could create a new fucking benchmark in our life for like what kind of life we want to live? And then we just expect to show up that way. We just say, like, this is the level that I'm showing up at. Like, this is what I need to do. It's not something I want to do. It's something I need to do. It's like when you drive to work on a day-to-day basis, you're not like, oh my gosh, like, you don't have to motivate yourself to go to work. You just roll out of fucking bed and you just go to work. And if that's the case, isn't it realistic that we could just set a new fucking benchmark and say, like, this is the level that I'm playing at and I expect to play at this level. And it's just like what I fucking do. It's what I do. Like, I go to the gym. It's what I do. Like, I brush my fucking teeth. It's what I do. Like, I get ready every single day. This is just the level that I play at. It's like, we need to turn our desires into expectations. We need to turn our desires into expectations. It's funny. I actually, I want to kind of touch on this. I want to go on a little bit of a side ramble because this, like, I feel like there's something inside of me that, like, unlocked recently. And I'm like, I'm fucking playing at a new level. And I will literally, like, I'm going to storm the castle. And it's fucking happening. And PT Domination is, like, going to the next level. Like, we're going to do some big shit this year. And I'm fucking excited about it. We're going to make a big impact on the planet. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words "more clients." I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words "more clients," and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. And all of it stemmed from me having this, like, sickness in the Dominican and then, like, falling on my face and then realizing, I'm like, my mind isn't really playing at the level that I want it to, you know? My mindset isn't really where I want it to be. Like, I want to be playing at a new fucking level. I want to be a new beast. I want to be a new animal. And I think that anybody that's listening to this podcast could activate something inside of them that could cause them to play at a new fucking level and be a new beast. But a lot of people in their life are engaging in behaviors that aren't activating the highest level version of them. Like, you're engaging in sleeping in every single day when you fucking know you should be getting out of bed. You're engaging in mindlessly scrolling on social media when you know that you have no purpose and that you need to be doing something with your fucking life. You're engaging in drinking and smoking weed and partying on the weekends and, you know, watching TV and doing all the fucking things that distract you from the fact that you're not playing at your full potential. And something inside of me woke up recently. I was, like, literally working out at the gym today. I'm feeling fucking juicy. And I was like, man, like, I cut out TV like 18 days ago. And I was like, it's crazy that it took me this long to, like, cut it out. And I'm like, by the way, that's something I'm going to continue. And I'm not going to, like, never watch a television ever again. But I'm like, it's crazy to me that I literally just would fucking watch TV every single night. And that's how I ended my day every single day for, like, fucking 4 years. And now that I'm not watching TV, I'm like, where the fuck did this drive and this inspiration come from? What the fuck? And then I thought to myself, like, I'm lucky that I was able to create this, like, life for myself where, you know, I don't have to worry about the money coming in. I don't have to worry about the bills. I've got my dream house, whatever. But I'm like, some people literally never break through and they never let go of those vices and they just work 9 to 5 for someone else, which is what they think they need to do. And then they go home, they watch TV and until the fucking night's over, and then they go to sleep and then they sleep in, they might go to the gym and then they go to work for somebody else and then they watch TV. And then when the weekend comes, they smoke weed and they fucking drink and that's just their life. That's just what they do. I don't fucking understand. That doesn't make sense to me. It's like, why don't we just make a decision that we just want to flip the switch? Like, we just want to live a fucking, I want to live a different life. I want to be a new person. And this is the thing is like, I think that the reason that a lot of people don't do it is because they just don't believe. You don't believe that it's possible. You don't believe that you could do it. You don't believe that you could fucking make this shit happen. And even though you know that it's possible in general, because you might know of a friend that's an online coach, you might know of a friend that's like fucking successful on social media, you might know of somebody that blew up, you might know it's possible in general, you just don't believe it for yourself. And because you don't believe it for yourself, you can't find the discipline, the motivation, the inspiration to go after your fucking goals. And so what do? You just wake up, you just fucking go to work, which is what you think you need to do, right? You think you need to go to work. And so you've just created this life where you're just going to work. And then when you're off work, you might go to the gym to exercise because we love fitness. Let's fucking go. And then after the gym, you just go home, you just fucking watch TV and you turn your brain off. And that's your life. And that's what you do. That to me does not sound very fucking fun. I will tell you guys, I will say this because this is me cutting out TV is a recent thing. I used to binge watch Netflix. Okay. I would find a series and I'd fucking binge it all day, every day. I'm fucking guilty. Okay. I will tell you guys that when I actually cut out TV, it was like the most boring like week and a half of my life. I was like, who the fuck am I? Like, what is going on? Who am I and what is life and what is happening? But coming out on the other side of that, I'm like, oh man, I'm a fucking beast. Let's fucking go. I'm not going back. And now it's like, man, I'm playing this little toy Lamborghini and I'm like, it's funny because like this fucking car, this little Lamborghini, the one that I have parked in my driveway, actually, my little vegan friend, Nick, bought me a toy Lamborghini because he thought it was cool when he sat at the gas station. But this car that I have in my driveway is a representation of like literally all of my dreams coming to life. And like all of my fucking dreams have come to life so far. How fucking cool is that? That is so sick. And now because they all came to life, I was like fucking comfy, you know, chilling, watching TV, relaxing, maxing all cool. But I feel like I have a fucking responsibility to be playing at a new level because I want to continue to inspire you guys to go after your goals. And like, I definitely think that there's like a shift happening right now on social media. And I definitely think that there's like almost like a new wave of like business coaches and content coaches and whatever. And I think that I want to have an active part of that fucking conversation. And I want to show you guys, because I think that like, I think a lot of you guys have tried things and they haven't worked. And so you're getting discouraged and you're giving up. And I'm trying to give you content with my short form shit, right? I'm trying to give you that short form value, those short form reels, which you guys are fucking liking on the Instagram. Thank you so much. But I think you need a little bit more. I think you need some fucking motivation, some inspiration. So I'm going to start doing more podcasts and I'm going to start talking to you guys more because I think you need it. So today, the message is simple. You can't just have a fucking goal, okay? You can't just want something. Wanting something is not enough. Wanting something without doing anything is just a fucking wish that you might have thought about at the start of the year. It means nothing. And a lot of people, unfortunately, that's what you have. You have wishes. You don't have goals. You have wishes. You don't have dreams. You have wishes. And this isn't a fucking, I'm not a genie. You don't get a genie in a fucking bottle. That's not how life works. You need to have the dream, the goal, the thing that you want to create. And then once you have the dream and the goal, then you need to fucking execute every single day while keeping this goal in mind the whole time, telling yourself like, I'm going to make this shit happen. This is fucking possible. And this is the truth, right? Like the truth is most people are fucking lazy. And so to truly be successful, it's not that hard because if you can just get yourself to be disciplined, you instantly become better than everybody else. You instantly become part of the 1%. If you can actually stay disciplined for an extended period of time, instantly you become more successful than everybody else because most people don't have it in them to stay disciplined longer than 30, 60, 90 days. They're disciplined, they're consistent, and then something happens and they fall off track. They're disciplined, they're consistent, and then they get sick, they lose momentum, and then they don't know how to get it back. Most people just do not have the fucking discipline. And so if you have a goal, you have a desire, you have a dream, you need to turn it into an expectation and you just need to like show up as that person. Just like you show up to drive to fucking work every single day because you quote unquote think you need to. You don't need to do shit. You could be homeless. You made a decision that you're going to go to work every day so you can provide for yourself. So why don't you make a different decision? Why don't you make a decision that you're going to be a coach that makes $10,000 a month and you will do whatever the fuck it takes to get there? Why don't you make that decision? And then why don't you start showing up as that person every single day because you know what's possible for you and your life, turning a desire into an expectation. I expect to win. I expect to succeed. And so I'm going to do everything in my fucking power to make sure that that happens. That is it. That is all. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire fucking lives. Guys, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, The Change Lives, Make Money Online Trainer Podcast. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, all the things. Got 1,000 episodes. And I would love for you guys to leave me a podcast review. Leave me a rating if you get value from the podcast. That would mean the world. Or screenshot it, share it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at The Real Brian Mark and let me know what you learned. All right. Peace, love, and protein. Hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. We'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.